إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وصحبه وسلم ومن والاه بعد. My brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said and told us and showed us the way to get close to Him. And He said, لَن تَنَالُوا الْبِرَّ حَتَّى تُنْفِقُوا مِمَّا تُحِبُّونَ. He said, you cannot reach the level of birr, the level of piety, the level of goodness, highest level of goodness, which is the closeness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, unless you spend in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that which you love the most. There is a wonderful story of this man who went to a sheikh, and there is a this story is told about one of the shuyukh of the Middle Ages in India called Pir Pathan. So the story is that this man went to meet him. He thought to himself that, you know, I've heard a lot about this man, and he's supposed to be a great sheikh and alim and Sufi and wali of Allah. And so let me go and meet him and ask for some nasiha, ask for some advice. So he went to meet him. And then he sat with him, he greeted him, and then he said to him, please give me some advice. So the sheikh said to him, if you cannot consider Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be better than yourself, at least consider Him to be equal to you. This sounds very peculiar, so I'm going to repeat it. He said, if you cannot consider Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be better than you, consider Him at least to be your equal. Now this man heard this advice and it jarred absolutely, you know, he was shocked. But he didn't say anything at the time because he's sitting with this great Sheikh, with this great alim, and there are other people there and so on. So he kept quiet, but in his heart he was very disappointed and he was very upset, and he said, what kind of nonsense is this old man talking? You know, this is blasphemous to say things like this. I mean, consider Allah to be an equal. I mean, what kind of rubbish is this? Anyway, he didn't say anything. And when that majlis was about to be over, he decided to himself that, look, I can't learn anything from this man. He's talking rubbish. So he just said to him, he said, please give me permission to leave. I want to go home. So the sheikh said to him, of course, you know, you're welcome to go home. But it's now late. It's become dark. You have a long way to go. So why don't you spend the night here? And after breakfast in the morning, you can go. So this man said, okay, so, you know, since he was here, he may as well stay the night. So he stayed the night. Now next morning, after Salah, he was in his room, and a servant brought his breakfast. And he saw this big tray, and on one side of the tray, there was roast chicken, there were parathas, and there was butter, and there were sweets. And on the other side of the tray, there was some dal, and there were old rotis, which were, you know, maybe a day old, 2 days old, from the langar, which is the common kitchen which runs or used to run in the khanqahs of the shuyukh, where anyone could come and eat. So there were these two rotis, what we call in Urdu basi roti, which is old rotis, a couple of days old, and dal. So there was, on one side of the tray was all this chicken and parathas and hot parathas and butter and everything. On the other side was this. So as the man, the servant came and left the food, he put the tray before the man and he left. So as this man was about to sit down to start eating,
he heard a beggar call out outside his door saying, Allah ke naam pe kuch de, 3 din se bhooka hoon. He said, I'm starving for 3 days, I haven't eaten, and in the name of Allah, give me something to eat. So this man was about to sit down to eat, so he picked up the dal and he picked up the old roti, 2 rotis, and he gave it to the beggar. The beggar took it and went away, and this man enjoyed his breakfast, his chicken and his parathas and butter and so on. And after he finished his breakfast, he decided to pack up his things and he was about to leave, and he thought, well, you know, good manners dictate that before you leave the house of the host, you go and meet the host. So he went to meet the sheikh. So when he went and met the sheikh, he greeted him, he said, I'm going. The sheikh blessed him, gave him dua for safety and good, you know, smooth travel. And then he said to him, do you remember the advice I gave you? You asked me, you came here for advice and I gave you advice. I hope you remember the advice. I hope you remember it and I hope you will follow it. Now this was like the last straw on the camel's back. The man had heard this advice, and the advice was, if you cannot consider Allah to be better than you, at least consider Allah to be equal to you. So, and now the sheikh is reminding him of this advice. So this man was already upset with this advice, and you know, it was in his heart, he had worked himself up, saying, thinking to himself that this is very stupid advice. And now the man is reminding him. So he just couldn't contain himself. So he said to his sheikh, he said to this man, look, what kind of advice is this? I mean, you know, I'm really very sorry I came to meet you, and I thought I'm going to get some pearls of wisdom and, you know, ways of getting close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and so on. But you tell me this absolute nonsense. And he said, I'm sorry if you don't like it, but I think it is nonsense. Because how can a Muslim no matter how bad the person might be, who would think of considering himself equal to Allah or Allah equal to himself? And you are saying, if you can't consider Allah to be better than you, then consider him at least to be your equal. He said, what kind of nonsense is this? The sheikh said to him, when the beggar asked you in the name of Allah to feed him, what did you give him? Did you give him the roast chicken and the parathas and so on? Or did you give him roti which you didn't like to eat, and dal which was old, and roti which was old? What did you give him? And in that case, what does it say about how you consider Allah? Do you consider Allah to be equal to you? If you had considered Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be superior to you, like you claim, he said, the man asked you in the name of Allah, you would have given the man that chicken and those parathas, and you would have eaten the old roti. If you considered Allah to be equal to you, then you would have given that man half the chicken and one paratha, and you would have eaten half the chicken and one paratha. But you considered Allah not even to be equal to you. You considered Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be less than you. And so you gave him something which is trash, which you would not even consider eating. And you think this is good enough to be given in the name of Allah. When I think about this story, and when I heard this story, I thought to myself, Allah, this story is not about that man. This story is about us. This story is about me. This story is about us. What do we give in the path of Allah? What do we do for Allah? What kind of time do we spend for Allah? How much do we give in the path of Allah in terms of resources? When the choice comes of doing something which we enjoy, I'm not talking about haram. I'm talking about halal, but I'm saying in the halal. When the choice comes between doing something which is the worship of Allah, which is the zikr of Allah, which is learning about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and on the other side is something that you enjoy doing. Maybe it's shopping, maybe it's football or cricket or something, whatever. but something you enjoy doing, which do we pick? When it comes to quality time, which do we take? Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the honor of this ummah is not state, and it's not palaces, and it's not kingship. He said, the honor of this ummah is to stand in the night before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What value is that for us, of standing in the night before Allah? How much do we value that? Before we stand in tahajjud, before we start the salah, do we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we are able to stand before Him, that He gave us the tawfiq, He allowed us to wake up, He gave us the strength and the ability to stand before Him? Do we do that? Or is salah a burden that we dump and walk away? Or worse still, that we just miss for this reason and that reason? Which one is it? So do we consider Allah to be superior? Do we consider Allah to be equal? Or do we consider Allah to be less than us? My brothers and sisters, wallah, a day will come when we will meet Him, Jalla Jalala. A day will come when we will meet Him. What will we answer? A very dear friend of mine sent me a picture. I don't know, even the tears have dried up. Of his little 4-year-old boy, who the aid workers found, and he was walking from Syria to Jordan. I don't know if the boy was new that he was walking from Syria to Jordan. And he had a bag with him, and the bag, when they opened the bag, they only saw clothes in it. And those clothes were clothes of his mother and his sister who had been killed. The Quran says that the daughter who was buried was killed will ask for what crime she had been killed. How many will there be standing before Allah asking for what crime for what crime they had been killed? How many will there be? And what will we answer? I really don't know. I don't want to say that we did nothing or something. Wallah, I don't want to blame anybody. I'm talking about myself. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for His mercy. I ask Him for His mercy, for His grace, for His forgiveness. I ask Him for His sattari, for covering our faults. I ask Allah Jalla Jalaluhu to help these people, wallah, to help all those who are in difficulties. I'm traveling and I'm asking my Rabb in my position as a traveler, because He said He will accept the dua of the travelers. I ask my Rabb Jalla Jalaluhu to help these people, to cover them with His mercy and grace, to destroy their oppressors, to remove them from the face of the earth. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to establish justice on this earth and to do it by His khudrat, because it is not in the hands of men to do it. It seems like that. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us leaders who are fit to lead, and give leaders followers who are fit for them, fit for great leaders. Today we have leaders and followers who are fit for each other, but both are despicable and disgusting. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala not to include us among them, but to give us leaders who we can look up to, who we can emulate, and give them followers who will follow them as the followers of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam followed them, with trust and with courage. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu to enable us to understand
what we have given by him and invest it in the way that he likes to see it invested. And we ask for his mercy and grace and forgiveness. وَصَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَى نَبِيِّ الْكَرِيمِ وَعَلِهِ وَصَحْبِهِ أَجْمَعِينَ بِرَحْمَتِكَ يَا رَحْمَ الرَّحِيمِ